With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The bodies of two of the six construction workers missing in the aftermath of the Baltimore Bridge collapse have been recovered from the Patapsco River. The investigation of the catastrophic accident includes analysis of the container ship's black box, and a senior federal hazmat investigator has been brought in to review the ship's cargo.
He was able to identify 56 containers of hazardous materials. That's 764 tons of hazardous materials. Mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homedy. A 22-year-old man is in custody following a deadly stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois. Four people were killed, five injured. The suspect is being questioned. So far, no word of a motive for yesterday afternoon's attack. Also at SRNNews.com, America's economy grew at a 3.4% annual rate, October through December.
The Commerce Department says the latest figure was an upgrade from its previous estimate of 3.2%. The department's revised measure of the nation's gross domestic product confirmed that the economy decelerated from its 4.9% rate of expansion in the July to September quarter. But last quarter's growth came in the face of higher interest rates and was powered by growing consumer spending, exports and business investment in buildings and software.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Accepting an invitation from the officer's family, former President Trump today will attend the wake of fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller. The 31-year-old was gunned down in the line of duty. President Biden also in New York today. He will attend a campaign fundraiser with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 26 points, or the NASDAQ 9 points lower. This is SRN News. Our special Holy Week series continues today as we focus on a disturbing trend among young people in our country. Dallas author and biblical scholar Dr. Jeremiah Johnston says despite some skepticism by a number of Americans, the truth about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is solidly documented in the Bible.
We have a growing number of individuals who believe that the resurrection of Jesus is a non-essential belief. 33% of Gen Z right now in the United States thinks that it's optional to believe that Jesus physically, bodily rose from the grave. What does the Bible tell us? In an incredible passage, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8, Jesus died for our sins, but it doesn't stop there. He rose again. That is the gospel. We're not to add to it. We're not to take away from it. We've got to get the gospel right.
Dr. Johnston adds that millions of people will get it right on Easter Sunday. This is SRN News. Clean your plate? Apparently a lot of people don't.
A new UN report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022. That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food. The biggest share of food waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations, such as restaurants. The updated food waste index comes 3 years after the UN's first attempt to quantify the problem as part of trying to cut food waste in half by the year 2030. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste means needless greenhouse gas emissions and amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals. I'm Charles Delesma.
Former crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried facing the potential of decades in prison when he's sentenced today for his role in the 2022 collapse of FTX. More details, SRNNews.com.